the God love and our love for one another. It really is an amazing thing that we can do so much with loving people unconditionally. Well, last night when Barney taught on Jehoshaphat, made me start to think about some stuff. And one of the things I've been thinking about, which really stirred it up even more, was how important it was for Jehoshaphat to trust God in that situation. And, you know, it's kind of like what the world is going through today, you know. We have this virus thing running around all over the world, and there's so much information, and a lot of it is not positive. But you know what? In spite of how big this thing is made to look, or they try to make it look by census-wise, how big the world considers it to be, if we put our trust and confidence in God, God is going to honor that, just like he did for Jehoshaphat. I mean, can you imagine seeing those armies and God telling you to just rest and having to make the decision to trust God and rest so that he could give him the next step to the victory end of all this? Well, it's the same way with us today. It is so important for us to trust God. It really is my heart's desire that after we look into the Word tonight, not only will we see how important it is to trust him and the benefits of trusting him, but that we see we are the ones who make the decision to trust him or not. It's not up to anybody else. It's not up to circumstances. It's not up to what other people say. It is up to me. It is up to you to take the situation and to trust God with the information God is giving us. People who trust God humble themselves before him, excuse me. In the book of James, we'll see that in a little while. People who trust God don't blame God when things don't happen the way they want them to happen. People who trust God go to him and ask for wisdom and understanding. Then ask on the wisdom and understanding that he gives them. That's in the Psalm. People who trust God build a relationship with God based on the words of God and not on feelings or circumstances. People who trust God willingly renew their mind to God's word. People who trust God grow in their relationship with him. These are some of the benefits. There are so many in the Word of God. It is amazing. But these are some of the benefits of what happens when we trust God and not our own feelings or other people's information or even facts. You know, facts. You're sick. Okay, that's a fact. I've got a cold. Here's the truth. I'm healed 2,000 years ago. Now, where am I going to focus? What am I going to put my thoughts and mind on? The promise of God or the fact? That is a choice that we all make many times a day. At least I know I have to make many times a day. But I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 3. That's where we're going to start. Proverbs chapter 3. This is God's opinion about trust. One of them, of many that's in his word. But this is a really good one. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. That's Proverbs chapter 3. We start in verse 1. We're going to verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem. And that high esteem can be translated as good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in who? The Lord. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in other people. Yes, we should be able to trust people to speak the word to us. We should be able to have this form of trust built among us as believers. But when you trust in something, it needs to be the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct, or another way that this would be translated, or he shall make smooth and straight your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. And sometimes that's a really tough one right there, because we just want to be right. And sometimes what God's going to show us is going to be that we're wrong, and we got to trust God with that. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And fear is not be afraid of. Fear here is a reverence. We need to have a reverence for God. And I think that's something that's really lacking in our country. It's not fear we need. It's not this thing that scares us and makes us anxious and nervous. But this fear is reverence and awe in the Lord. And we should have that reverence in the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh. See, God's telling us what we need to do and how to do it, and now he's telling us the benefit. Verse 8, it will be health to your flesh, and that could literally, and does literally mean navel, the center part of your body, where everything springs from. And strength, and literally that means drink, a moistening to your bones. So your bones aren't going to get dry. This is what it's like. This is what it's like to trust God. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. That's one another area right there where people have a really hard time in giving, financial giving, to support and help move the Word of God around the world. But God says to do it. And then he says, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Although there are many other verses about trusting God, this section says it so well because it covers every main point that we get challenged on. And yet it gives us a solution and an answer to what God wants us to do. I want you to go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, we're going to start in verse 21. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. But be doers of the word, and not only deceiving yourself. Look, this is one of the reasons we need to trust God. I mean, how can we be a doer of the word? How can we stay above the deceptions of the adversary if we don't put our trust and confidence in God Almighty? The song that Shelley read, he is a good God. He is a God who's faithful. He is a God we can trust. He is a God that will never leave us. And even when we blow it, he will set it up for us to succeed again and again and again. Verse 23, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. And I tell you, I believe we all want to be doers and not just hearers of the word. And this is what God's telling us. This is his love and his words to us. He is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror, where he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. You know what? We are men and women with Christ in us. We are Christ in us. We have him in there. That is the kind of man and women we are. We are women and men of God with Christ in us. We don't want to walk away and forget that, because that is the power and authority that he has given us to defeat the adversary, to be a doer of the word, to be able to put our trust and confidence in him. That's what he's asking us to do. Verse 25, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, and this is talking about Jesus Christ's fulfillment of the law, not about some religious act of, you know, being perfect and following all the rules. Jesus Christ perfected this. We have the power and authority because of Jesus Christ, and that's what it talks about when he says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. This one will be blessed in what he does. Wow. That's a promise. This one will be blessed in what he does. Jesus Christ fulfilled the law of Moses. And because he trusted God and always did his Father's will, even unto death, we have that power and authority that raised him from the dead to be able to operate and walk in that kind of love in our own lives. That's amazing. I want you to look at James chapter 4. We're going to start in verse 7, and we're going to go through a couple of verses here. This is another reason that we need to be able to trust God. because we need to submit ourselves to God. And it says here in verse 7, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. See, submit and resist are actions, and actions are taken from your thoughts. And if you're thinking the things of God, if you're putting your trust and confidence in God and the things that God has shown you and taught you to do, then it says the devil will flee from you. It says draw near to God in verse 8, and he will draw near to you. How can you draw near to God without trusting God? We trust God because he's faithful. We trust God because he's a God that's good and gentle and kind. We can submit to God if we don't, how can we submit to God if we don't trust him is really what I'm saying here. How can we walk in the power and authority of who we are in Christ if we don't trust him? Our trust is shown by our actions to and on his word, or what he directs us through his spirit in us. And not just agreeing that he is right. Just agreeing with God is not taking action. Disagreeing with God is a thought. Action is walking out that thought of commitment and trust and confidence in our God. Look at Romans 15. Verse 4 is where we're going to start. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might find hope. And those things written in the Old Testament, you guys, there is so much in there. Example, example, example after example of the people that trusted God and the benefits that happened, and when people didn't trust God and the disasters that they could have avoided had they put their trust and confidence and backed that up with the action of actually trusting him and walking out what he had told them to do. Man, oh man, and yet he never stops reaching out to help his people when they ask. I want to close in Jeremiah 17. We're going to start in verse 7. And this is what God's word says. This is our God. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of the drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. And this is a promise from the Old Testament that we can live today too, because God will take care of us. God will give us the things we need. The big thing here is, will we listen and walk out upon the things he shows us? The adversary hates it when we obey God. The adversary despises the fact that we praise God, we worship God. So you know what? I want to do it even more, because I want to kick his behind. My Lord and Savior died for me and for you on that cross, and that is who lives within us. And God has never asked us to go to the lengths he asked him to do, to die on that cross for anybody else. So the things that God asked me to do and you to do cannot be any harder than what Jesus Christ willingly gave up to do. He did not do his will that night. He did his Father's will. That's who lives within us. And we can really build our relationship with God with trust and confidence in our Father by being obedient, no matter how we feel about it, no matter what the circumstances are, when God directs our lives in a certain way. I love you guys. I know God loves you guys. And I hope you have a great evening. God bless you.